Good morning, world, with news and comment for the 14th morning of June 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. As of 0900 UTC, here's how the world's treating itself. The war on Iraq seems more like Vietnam every day. On the home front, the latest Gallup poll says 59% of Americans believe at least some of the troops should come home now, and about half of that believe all the troops should come home now. 56% don't want to send any more there. The same numbers say that we shouldn't have started the war in the first place. Tony Blair's inner circle was informed as early as July 2002 that Britain was committed to taking part in GWB's war on Iraq, and they had no choice but to find a way to legally justify it. So claims another document leaked to the Times of London, who reported on it on Sunday. Blair had committed himself to backing Bush's war plans at the April 2002 summit meeting on Bush's ranch. Mark another correct point in George Galloway's tally. The Wisconsin Democratic Party is calling for the impeachment of George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld. At their convention in Oshkosh over the weekend, they joined the Green Party, both in Wisconsin and nationally, in calling for these impeachments based on their lying America's way into a war against Iraq. Both of Wisconsin's U.S. senators and four of the state's U.S. representatives are Democrats, so now let's see if they do anything to respond to their party's demand. Some of the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay may still be minors, according to London attorney Clive A. Stafford Smith. As many as six prisoners may be 17 years old or under, according to a report in the New York Times yesterday. Some Republicans are lining up on the ACLU's side in opposing the misnamed Patriot Act. Perhaps most notable is Bob Barr, the former congressman from Georgia who was once so far to the right he made Newt Gingrich look like a socialist. David Keene, head of the American Conservative Union, and activist Grover Norquist have voiced concerns as well. A former FBI agent claims that white racists are a major domestic terrorism threat. Mike German told Pacifica Radio in New York yesterday that he quit the bureau because the Bush anti-terrorism program is a bad joke. A New Hampshire libertarian activist has been arrested for trying to board an airline with a Bible and a copy of the Declaration of Independence, but no personal identification. Russell Canning was arrested at the Manchester airport over the weekend. National Democratic Party Chief Howard Dean was at the Rainbow Push Coalition Conference on Sunday in Chicago. While there, he said that until Republicans reaffirm support for the Voting Rights Act, they have no business courting African American voters and showing up in the pulpits of black churches. He also said Fox News Channel was a Republican propaganda machine. While I'm sure that you already knew that, it seems to be the first indication that a chairman of the Democratic National Committee knows that. All of this hoo-ha about Dean being too much of a loose cannon for the Democrats' good rather strikes me as really odd. If some modern Democrats got their feathers ruffled every time Howard Dean opens his mouth, you can just imagine how Harry Truman would have downright roasted them. Ethiopian police have shot and killed opposition political leader Tesfaye Adane Jara. Six police officers have been arrested in Nagale Arsi, about 150 miles south of Addis Ababa, in relation to that killing. Two former students at the Poway, California High School were awarded a total of $300,000 by a California Superior Court jury last week. Joey Romelli and Megan Donovan were subjected to severe harassment for being gay, and the Poway school authorities refused to deal with it at that time. Looks like they'll have to deal with it now. Guy Doucette will be staying in Ottawa. The Bloc Québécois leader announced yesterday that he will not seek to replace the outgoing Bernard Landry as head of the Parti Québécois. That makes the frontrunner to take over the leadership of the party. the former Quebec Deputy Premier Pauline Marois. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be met with a massive protest when he arrives at Santa Monica College this afternoon. Information on the protest is at answerla.org. Education budget cuts, public pensions, and anti-immigrant policies are the main points of protest. Palo Alto, California Police Chief Lynn Johnson has issued a warning to anarchists attending a planned protest on the 25th of June. The PAPD will keep an eye on you. The anti-war rally on that date in Palo Alto's Lytton Park was announced on the website anarchistaction.org, and Johnson believes it'll possibly be turning violent. A brief breather here to remind you that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever support you can possibly give, okay? After 33 years, the movie Deep Throat has finally received a public screening in the United Kingdom, after the British Board of Film Classification finally gave it an R18 rating, generally equivalent to a stateside NC-17, the Everyman Cinema in North London unspooled it Friday night. The Guardian reported on the event, but didn't say if anyone in Friday's audience thought that the movie was so bad that it, you know the rest of that gag. Fred Phelps was at it again over the weekend. The Topeka preacher and over a dozen of his inbred church members apparently popped up at a high school graduation ceremony in Tracy, California. They were met with 250 local residents who told him to take his homophobic freak show back home. And I have to ask, how is it possible that Phelps can afford to travel this much? It seems to me his followers are too stupid to work for the gas money. Bill Benucci, a preacher and executive director of the New York Christian Coalition, is calling for lesbian gays to wear warning labels. This according to a report on 365gay.com yesterday. No indication was made whether it's been suggested to Benucci that he wear a warning label, although that does seem somewhat more reasonable. There's a new book out that claims Chelsea Clinton was conceived by Bill raping Hillary. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton is reportedly so livid at that allegation that she's considering suing the book's author and publisher, both of whom would love for me to repeat their names, so I won't. And, oh, one more thing. Some has-been pop singer was acquitted of diddling kids in California yesterday. Now let's see what other uses that Keith Olbermann can come up with for all of those popsicle sticks. You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. Once again, The Voice of Labor, all one word, at centurytel.net. I'm King David McKenzie. See ya, hopefully, here, same time tomorrow. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Later.